Palestinians were the first to be blamed when the Twin Towers fell, and they were also falsely depicted as celebrating the attacks by the corporate media. Today, 1 year on, we travel with Awad Duabiz into the Palestinian West Bank town of Jenin, where he tells us people are more afraid for their safety than ever before.
Last September, Palestinians were attentive to the tragedy of September the 11th in the United States. This year, they are feeling that they paid the higher price of the war against terrorism, and their sympathy with the victims keeps reminding them of their own suffering. Father Aktham Hjazin, a priest serving in a Palestinian Christian village near Jenin in the northern of the West Bank, explains after he expressed his sadness.
At the same time, as we are living here in Palestine under the occupation, under the violence and terrorists, we are feeling the same as what they are feeling, the people in America. And after the September 11th, we suffered more than before September 11th, because all the world tore their eyes to September 11th or to America, and they forget the people here in Palestine suffering, especially in after the second occupation for Jenin and Ramallah and Bethlehem, what happened in the Netivot Church, and what happened in the camp of Jenin.
The same point of view was raised also by Leila, a university student in Jenin.
I think the Americans should learn from this disaster and know that because of this disaster, they should look to the Palestinians and really study their case and know who was the victim and the victimizer. The U.S., I think, they have potentials to find every terrorist, but we're not the main point here. I mean, we're not the terrorists that did that all.
Father Aktham insisted that what happened was not only against Americans, but against humanity, and that it is not between Muslims and Christians, talking from an experience of living together in the Holy Land.
The subject wasn't between Muslims or Christians, between Arabs or Europeans or Americans. It's against the rights, the human rights everywhere. Between Muslims and Christians, we are living together here. It's not Muslims here in the Arab world against the Christians and the others.
Leila, 19 years old, sharing this point of view, insisted once again on the daily sufferings of Palestinians.
Palestinians paid the higher price because we are paying it till now. We lost our security. I mean, the curfew in Jenin, we can't move. And it's really blocking our lives. We can't live just like this. We are living a worse life. I mean, in the U.S., in the towers, they lost their lives, but we are losing it day after day, and we're still living. We're seeing death in our own eyes.
Though the Palestinian Authority has repeatedly stated the American war on terrorism has given the Israeli government a greater license to tighten the pressure on Palestinians, the Palestinian population 1 year later is more concerned by its own survival rather than any political analysis. This is Awad Davis reporting for Free Speech Radio News, Jenin, and the northern of the West Bank.